Good afternoon, and welcome to the Rough Life, the RUFF Life. Thank you for tuning in, where we are continuing to talk about self-care for Black women. Today, we're going to talk about reconnecting to your higher power. Okay? Get ready. So one of the strongest ways to take care of our spiritual health is to reconnect to our higher power. Y'all still with me? This can be a symbol of faith like Jesus Christ or Allah or any other representation of spirituality like the universe. Wherever we harness our spiritual strength from is who or what we should be finding our way back to. Oh, y'all didn't see it coming. I didn't either. Y'all ready? Foremost, you must recognize that your connection to your higher power is a personal relationship. Ooh, I didn't know it was going to be this good already. How and when you interact with it should not be dictated by others. Shut your mouth. Shut up. I like that. One way to reconnect to the higher being is through prayer, which comes in many forms, right? Prayer can include a more structured practice, or it can simply be you having a conversation with the higher power you subscribe to. Y'all hear what she's saying. Another way to reengage is by congregating with others who share your same beliefs, like in a place of worship or a similar meetup. Being around others who share your same spiritual affinity will encourage you to stay close to your higher power. Lastly, consider listening to spiritual music that aligns with your higher connection. This music will invigorate your soul, filling you up with peace and a reminder of your spiritual relationship. Ultimately, it's everybody's Ultimately, it's very important that you reconnect in a way that works for you. Reuniting with our higher power is the perfect activity to do when we're feeling out of whack with ourselves and we need some clarity or direction. After you spend reuniting with your higher power, you will feel grounded. Ooh, we all need to be grounded, child. To keep this feeling, you must frequently engage in this activity. The world will constantly try to control how you should present yourself to society as a Black woman. However, reconnecting to your higher power leads you back to your inner strength, your self-worth, and your confidence. You won't be moved by the ways of the world as you continue on your road to radical self-care. Now listen, you can't add nothing else to that. You got to reconnect to your higher power, not somebody else's, not when they say so, and not always in the place that they want you to be. Listen, what we know is this. It's a choice we make in a belief system. And when we're in there, you can't be halfway in, but you don't need to be over 1,000 either. You don't need to be doing, you gotta hit that medium. Anyway, you guys, reach out to your higher power, reconnect, get refreshed. Now, I love to listen to music. And so Kurt Franklin is always my go-to. I got a couple of them to get me up in the morning. And I have a lot of other ones, but, you know, I start off with Kirk because he got the energy. He got the energy, y'all. And I'll be needing it. I'll be like, okay, let me get myself up. Do what you got to do to take care of you. And don't let nobody tell you that what you believe is wrong. If that's what you believe, that's what you believe. Stand 10 toes down, baby. All right? So listen, y'all. I just wanted to give you a little something. As I always say, don't go around hurting anyone, not even yourself. This is Miss Ruff. I'm out. Peace.